CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Justice Department has sued the country's largest concert and live event promoter, saying it has an illegal hold on the business. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has more from Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the lawsuit.
Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry in the United States for far too long. It is time to break it up.
The lawsuit accuses Live Nation of hurting artists, shutting out smaller venues, and forcing fans to pay higher prices for tickets and fees.
Those include ticketing fees, service fees, convenience fees, handling fees, and payment processing fees.
Live Nation calls the allegations baseless.
The government's Atlantic hurricane season forecast is just out. It says we could see the highest number of named storms ever this year. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
All the ingredients are definitely in place to have an active season. You know, it's reason to be concerned, of course, but not alarmed.
He says there could be as many as 25 named storms, 13 to 18 hurricanes, and up to 7 major storms. What matters, of course, is whether or not they hit land. The season starts a week from Saturday. The holiday rush is on.
It's estimated nearly 40 million Americans will drive or fly this Memorial Day weekend. Bob and his family will head out on busy roads from Boston.
Trying my best to be as smart as possible. Yeah, I'm heading to South Carolina.
Justin Upshaw is an airport spokesman in Los Angeles.
We're expecting it to be busy nationwide. The TSA is projecting it to be one of their busiest weekends ever.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.58, about the same as last year. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Senate is about to debate a bill that supporters say could ease the border crisis. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Senate Democrats know they're going to lose this vote, but they very much want to have it less than 6 months until the election. A similar bill failed in February after former President Trump announced his opposition. It calls for increased border security measures, technology, more border agents. The Republicans say it doesn't go far enough.
The families of female Israeli soldiers have released video of their abduction by Hamas, hoping to put pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu to make a deal for their release. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Jerusalem.
Many of these families are saying that Mr. Netanyahu is not doing enough to secure the release of the hostages. Some even go as far as saying that he is deliberately preventing a deal in order to prolong the war in Gaza, because the longer the war in Gaza goes on, they say, the longer he can stay in power.
Tough day on Wall Street. The Dow has dropped 544 points, the Nasdaq down 35. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A severe weather risk for tomorrow has been upgraded with two potential rounds of storms. The morning round could bring winds near 45 miles an hour. Higher winds could come later in the evening. A local lawn care worker named Jose Emmanuel Perez Moreno heroically put out a house fire in Caledonia this morning. He stopped the mower, grabbed an extinguisher, and put out kitchen flames. Cops are calling him a hero. Metro's conducting a survey until June 19th. They're looking at exploring service options like adding more trains and enhanced weekend service from the Kenosha station. The DOT starts construction next week on a new roundabout at Highways 11 and J in Burlington. It'll include road closures and detours through the summer. While many communities have canceled Memorial Day parades, Burlington and Racine will hold theirs on Monday morning. They'll be followed by ceremonies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, makes it worse, you know?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Gorgeous, sunshining day today with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, the Miami Marlins scored one run in the first inning last night, and that's all they needed to beat our Brewers. Brewers are off today. They are back in action tomorrow night. You can hear that game and every game right here on WRJN.
Yeah. Radio Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I just can't make it.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. There's a starman waiting in the sky. WRJN's own starman is my son, Teddy, who is a former Yerkes Observatory intern, a planetarium presenter, and spends his day talking about space with people and teaching them about it. And all right, Boeing. We got to talk about Boeing, Teddy.
Oh, boy.
Boeing has been racing SpaceX for years and has been behind SpaceX for years in trying to get
significantly behind, trying to get a
spacecraft up with NASA. And it's been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. What's the story?
Back when the space shuttle was retired ages ago, NASA committed to moving to a commercial program to launch people into space. And they basically said, all right, SpaceX, Boeing, we're going to get a spacecraft from each of you. And so the race was on. And SpaceX ultimately won, though neither of them did it on time. And 7 years later, after SpaceX won that race, Boeing is just now about to get its spacecraft into space.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to go up this Saturday, but it was supposed to go up like, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, and then it was supposed to be last Friday, and it just keeps getting delayed. So it's scheduled to be this Saturday, but...
And it all comes down to, you know, making sure the astronauts are safe. So the reason it was delayed previously was because there was a valve on the rocket that was opening and closing rapidly that wasn't supposed to be doing that. And so they had to go in there and take that valve out, replace it, and then they had to go and do all the tests again. And while they were doing that, a new problem came up where it was leaking helium somewhere else. And so now they've had to fix that. And so, you know, they have to run through every single check, every single time that they make a change. And then it'll come down to the weather and that, too.
This is called the Boeing Starliner. It's had unmanned flights before, right?
Yes, it has had two unmanned flights that made it into space. One of them just into space, and then the other one flew to the International Space Station to prove it could dock and all of that. So we know that the spacecraft performs the functions of a spacecraft. This is really a certification flight for this is good to go to launch our astronauts to the space station in the years to come.
And I think there's two people scheduled to be on this one.
Yes. Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore.
And it's scheduled to go up this Saturday afternoon pending any further delays.
But that's why any spacecraft launch, you'll always see that it says no earlier than when it is scheduled.
All right. Teddy, thank you.
Glad to be here.
Teddy is my son. He's our star man, and he'll keep us up to date on all things space on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Here's a great new way for Racine to wake up weekday mornings. Local news and timeless hits. We'll also have local sports, weather, some laughs, and we'll talk to the folks who make our community great. So come join me weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. here on WRJN. We're hometown radio. Refreshed. WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this out towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go. Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, if you're wondering where all the talk shows went, you can still find them on air at 540 AM WAUK. That's our sister station. Or download the Civic Media app and listen to them anytime.
Hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night, as far west as Cochrane and as far east as Kaukauna, with the strongest in Unity at 105 miles an hour. They had to cancel school in Madison because of so many downed trees and power lines. About 50,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Police specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land they're on is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned the people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As cleanups from storms that started the week continue, cautions are going out about storms to end the week. The severe weather risk for tomorrow has been upgraded with two potential rounds of storms. The morning round may bring winds near 45 miles an hour and small hail. The evening event could produce winds up to 65 miles an hour. We Energies has got everyone back online after mass outages Tuesday night. A Kenosha man turned himself into police for charges related to an April shooting. The Kenosha News reports 23-year-old Jerlick Jones surrendered after an arrest warrant was issued earlier this month. He's charged with attempted homicide and recklessly endangering the safety of nine people in connection with a shooting April 27th. A 38-year-old woman and her 17-year-old son were injured. Both survived. Jones is being held on a $250,000 cash bond. Burlington still has a parade. Many communities, including Waukesha, have stopped having parades for Memorial Day. But it's a tradition that continues in the place formerly known as Chocolate City. Memorial Day will be commemorated there with a parade Monday at 9. It starts at Robert and Kane and proceeds to Milwaukee Street and ends at Echo Park. That's where a ceremony will take place following. Racine's parade steps off at 10 Monday morning with a ceremony to follow at Graceland Cemetery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
gorgeous, sunshining day today, with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it, because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Although, you know, the grammatical nut in me would want to change it to You Haven't Seen Anything Yet. But I guess that doesn't have the same ring to it. Here's Jay and the Americans on WRJN.
In a little cafe just the other side.
the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone and the night is so long.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
'Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back. La,
my boyfriend's back.
What about now?
La,
my
boyfriend's back.
Well, I can see you coming, so you better get up running on right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend.
wearing your grease lips.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, if you're enjoying what we're playing, tell your favorite business that they could benefit from advertising on WRJN. There's a program to fit every budget, and our audience continues to grow. You can have them go to WRJN.com and click on the advertise button. Rich or Daryl from our marketing department will get back with them right away.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes, comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh, we told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes! Grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings.
that we've come to know.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Louisiana's governor is expected to sign a just-approved bill that puts abortion-inducing drugs in the same category as narcotics. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a first-of-its-kind bill that would classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. The drugs mifepristone and misoprostol have many medical uses. Caitlin Joshua is with the group called Louisiana Power Coalition. Coalition.
There is a racketeering charge within this bill. So what does that look like? How can the doctors kind of figure out like whether or not they will be criminalized based on how they write the prescription or if they write the prescription?
Hundreds of doctors and medical professionals signed a letter in opposition to the abortion pills legislation. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Government.